And finally this evening, as we heard earlier, Pope Benedict today urged the world to redouble its efforts to help those suffering extreme hardship. This on the International Day for the Eradication of Extreme Poverty. Fiona Callister is spokeswoman for the UK Catholic aid organisation CAFOD and has just returned from sub-Saharan Africa. She spoke with us about the daily struggle for mere survival for millions of people on the world's poorest continent.
I mean, in my recent trip to Tanzania, I met a boy called Jamani, who was 9 years old. And he was one of six children, and his parents lived just hand to mouth, really. And basically, we were talking to him because one of our projects had helped him in getting a school uniform and school books so that he could attend school. For his family, it was the issue of just finding enough money to buy him a uniform, buy him a school bag, buy him exercise books, not even textbooks, but just exercise books and a pen. That would basically be the barrier between this boy having a future in which he could participate in the wider community and being condemned to the same life that his parents were leading. His parents, every day, their one thing that they had to do was find enough food for the evening. And coming from a comfortable UK life, I can't actually imagine how that would be, that basically all you're looking forward to in the evening is how much food you're going to be able to get to feed your children. And the sense of guilt and powerlessness, actually, that if you've brought a child into the world and actually you can't look after that child as you would like to, because obviously, you know, the feelings that parents have are universal across the world.